Okay.
So, right. So we were ended yesterday. A little, I'd say, not yet clear what was happening here. And Jonathan texted me last night. He's like, "I think we skipped when we were having this conversation." And I went back and I was like, "I think you're right." And I went back. I actually listened to the end of the stream. Like, we did skip because what happened? I mean, we're still in the same in the right place. But I'm just saying. But basically what happened was, Arnon, you asked the correct question, which was, how do we still have 75-75? That is the Gemara's question, right? And I think I think we said this before, like, sometimes you ask a question, you're like, wait a second, and you go, you're like, oh, just keep reading, right? So I think that, and what happened was, when we went back, I jumped down to a later part of the Gemara, which is further down. So there's a note here, note 17, I think, which is going to be important. So let's just read from the beginning of the Gemara there for a second again. So the Gemara asked the following question: Shalmana notelas chamishim tlasin utlasa vetilsa hu de isla. Right. So the Gemara was bothered not by the first case, but by the second case. Right. What happens when there's masayim? Right. What happens? You have the three people, three women with ksubas of 100, 200, and 300, and there's 200 zuz available for the three ksubos, right? So we said, so the Mishnah had said, if there's masayim, so the shamana person gets chamishim, right? And the Gemara just there even has the question, why is she getting 50 if she deserves 100 and there's 200 available? So the first 100 should be split three ways, right? So she should be getting 33.3, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel b'kosevis ba'alas masayim le'ba'alas mana dinu d'varim en li mach b'mana. Because the 200 woman says, I'm not going to be involved here. I don't want to fight with you about this. So you just take what you want to take, the 100. But who's going to split it with you? The 300 person didn't say that. So 300 and 100 split. Person 300 and person 100 split the 100, presumably, and they each get 50. That's what it seems like, right? Fine. So that's how she got 50. Good. Gemara says, but wait a second. Ihachi. This is where we skip, right? Ihachi ema seifa. What about the end of the Gemara, right? Or the end of that case? Shamasayim v'shal shlosh meos shalosh shalosh shalosav. Right. So what happens? What happens further after the person number, woman 100? I'm sorry, I'm calling them these things. It's just a way easier way to remind to know who they are. Woman 100 gets 50, and then woman 200 and woman 300 each get three times Zahav, which is 75 each, right? So wait a second. Why should those two each get 75 each? Tamala, right? Woman 300 should say to woman 200, has silkas nafsheikh mina. Wait a second. You have already removed yourself from these equations, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean she'll say to her? So look at Rashi. Tamala, the last skinny line in Rashi. Temala balas shlosh meos lebalas masayim. Woman 300 should say to woman 200, haslikas nafsheich mimena. You've separated yourself. You removed yourself from this. Ve'ein lach lechalek ela b'mana sheni. Right? There were 200. And the first 100, right? So what happened? 50 presumably went to woman 100 and 50 went to woman 300. Right? Now they're going to split up mana, the second 100, right? So what should happen? What should happen is woman 200 and woman 300 split it. And what should happen? Woman 300 should have 100 and woman 200 should have 50, right? Which was what your question was.
Right, but that's not what happens.
That's not what happens. But the Gemara says, assuming this whole setup here, that she removed herself from that equation, so it should be 50, 50, 100 is what we should have, right? Good. So how does that not happen? So what's going on here? So answers the Gemara, Mishum de Amra la mi dinu dvarim hu desliki nafshai. She responds, no, I only separated myself from dinu dvarim. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lo nasati chelki bimatana umasha gavsa lo bishlichu si gavsa shetomer li not lazu chelkech. Right, I didn't give my chelik away totally. Right, and whatever whatever was collected wasn't like I didn't hand it to someone else to collect. right? Rather, anisi lakti atzmi midiriv ima. I separated myself from fighting with woman number 100, right? Umilama'it chalka bimana. And I didn't want to reduce what she gets, right? Vigavar yada lagabos chatzi hamana bishibud shtara. Right. So meaning she. So I basically said, if there's, it's supposed to be 33, 33, 33, I'm separating myself from that. She should continue to get her 50, right? But achshav ani ba lachlok imach benosar shalosi lakti atzmi milirivi imach vishibudi vishibudach shavim. So she says, look, I'm set, and this is a little confusing. And if it sounds not so great, it's okay. A lot of the Rishonim think it's not so great, right? And that's the point. That she said, according to Rashi, what did she say? She says, I separated myself from this so this, in order to what? Allow her to get 50. And yes, woman 300, you'll get 50 also. But what am I, and so we the way we've been reading this is, each 100 gets split up. And the answer is no. I'm separating myself from her 50, but now there's 150 left, which you and me, 200 and 300, the two of us, split equally. And now we each get 75. Right, so just look at note 17.
She's not walking away from her tuva. She's just saying, I don't want to fight with you on this first 100, but I'm still going to fight with woman number 3
on the first 100.
On the first 100, right?
On that leftover 50, right? That's the point, right? So look at Rashi just for it's not Rashi. Look at note 17, right? So the second woman merely agreed not to press her ksuba claim at the expense of the first woman, but she did not actually give up her any part of her ksuba. Thus, the 50 zuz collected by the first woman are all on the account of her own ksuba. No part of them comes from the second woman's ksuba. Nor did the second woman relinquish any of her rights with respect to the third woman. Consequently, the second woman is still pressing a claim of 200 zuz from whatever remains after the first woman gets her share. Right? She therefore receives half the remaining 150. So this is the part that made me feel better. The Gemara's answer seems difficult, right? This is still hard. Had the second woman not said anything to the first woman, the first mana would have been divided 3 ways and the second mana 2 ways, right? So the third woman would thus have received a total of 83 and a third zuz, right? 33 and a third from the first mana and 50 from the second one. Now, however, we say that the third woman gets only 75. Meaning, so basically the third woman gets messed over because of the second woman's being at tzadekes and giving the other woman her 50. And it's not really helping her. She's actually messing her over, right? Okay, so how can the second woman's withdrawal in favor of the first one cause the third woman to suffer a loss? However, from Rashi, it seems that this is precisely the novelty of Shmuel's explanation. Agreeing not to contend with the first woman opens the way for the woman to legally collect a larger portion of her ksuba. So she's sort of being a tzaddikus, but not really, because she ends up getting more, right?
It's like a limited waiver. It's a limited waiver.
A limited waiver. Yeah, but that happens, and that'll actually get that person to...
This is like bankruptcy, like totally, you know, where... Because normally, like, you would have... That first Rashi that you did yesterday is the key thing here, that... We're dealing with like a situation where all three ksuvas were written at the same
time.
There's no priority. Normally there would be first lien, second lien. Here it's like all at the same time. So you avoid all the. It's everybody has the same priority, and you have to deal with
everyone gets messed over basically. Right.
You have to come up with you have to come up with some method of allocating an estate when you have less. It's there's less than sufficient assets to cover
for everybody. Right? Yeah. Right. So, whatever. The bottom line is, many of the Rishonim are bothered by this. You just know. So, if this bothers you, a lot of the Rishonim are bothered by it. The next paragraph says, other Rishonim find difficulty with this explanation. Ritva therefore answered that Shmuel must mean that the third woman also agreed to the fact that the distribution would be made in this manner. Okay? If she didn't agree, it can't be. It must be that what's happening is that when she says, the third woman also agrees to do that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. So whatever. So the bottom line is I'm not going to go back to what we said before. This is the correct way to read it, and that explains what bothered us, and what bothered us bothered everybody else, and even the explanation, which is still a little challenging, bothers other Rishonim also. But fine. But that's how you get to such a scenario. Fine. Okay. Okay. Next. So next part of the Gemara. Fine. So next case. Hayusham shlosh meos, etc. Right. So the third case is there's 300 zuz available. Right. Again, still woman 100, 200, and 300. And what did we say happens? Just so we remember, the Mishnah said in that case, the 100 woman gets 50, Messiah woman gets, and 200 women and 300 women each get 6 times 25, which is 125, right? 125, 125. And woman 100 got 50. That's the total of 300. Yeah, okay, good. Okay.
That's
case three.
Case three, Shalmana only...
Gets 50 still.
Gets 50.
She gets 50, and the other two get 125. So 125 times 2 is 250.
It says Shalmatayim mana v'shal shloshmo shishalzav. So they don't get... She gets... The second one gets a mana, and the third one gets...
Sorry, Shalmasai Mana. Thank you. 50, 100, and 150. Thank you. Yeah. Good. Excellent. So 50, 100, and 150. Yes, excellent. Okay. Good. So the Gemara is brought by the Masai person. So Shalmasai Mana, Shivim V'chamisha Huda Isla. Right? Why does the 200 woman now get 100? She should be getting 75, right? Look at Rashi. Ayin hey hudi. So 70, you know, she 75 she should get. Why the hakevan du ukimna bikoseves balas masayim, etc. Ain lala. Meaning now that she says again, I'm not. That's the case. That's the case the whole time. That she says I'm not going to fight with you, right?
We would have had the same question. Why isn't that 33 and a third also? But it's the Rashi's like it's the same case as before. You have to
assume it's the same case in each case. Exactly. Right. Ein la lachlok me'ata al b'meir v'chamishim aval b'mana shlishi ein la klum. Right. By the third 100, she should be right. She should be out. So therefore, she should only be splitting the 150 that is left. Again, assuming that it's the same question coming back, right?
Right.
If it was the first 100 and they split it the full 100, there's only 150 left, so she should get 75 of that. Right. Fine. Why is it only, again, why is it, just remember.
Because she's not taking,
there's 300.
The first one gets 50.
There's 300.
Right, so the
first one gets 50.
And then they split the other 50, 25-25.
Right.
Who's, 100. The woman two and three.
And then the next 100, woman two and three split 50-50, so she gets 75, and then the other one gets...
Right.
Meaning it was 50 and 50. Oh, it was 50-25-20.
Yeah. It should be 50-25-25.
The first 100.
If she says in the first 100, I'm not
pressing my claim against woman number
she's
one, but
25
but,
the first the,
but she's meaning yeah.
The Rashi we just read,
right?
But it was 50.
She's
for
still
the first
keeping,
person, and then
right?
They, and then
she's still keeping
yes.
Her chalek
right.
With
right.
Woman
right.
Number
right.
Three.
Right.
Good. Good. Excellent. Okay.
The second 100 she splits, and the third 100 she has no part of.
Right, because she's only a 200 person. Because she's really going 100 at a time. Good. Yeah. Good. Fine. So Amr Shmuel. Okay. So Shmuel, now this is where I jumped to last time. So Amr Shmuel, Bikoseves balas shloshmeos labalas masayim. Yes, ulabalas mana din udvarim ein li imachem b'mana. Okay, so what's happening now? Now who's talking? The person who's talking here is, or also presumably, right? Is that woman 300 says to woman 200 and woman 100? Again, now she says I have no claim with you guys. I don't want to get involved in your case. So look at Rashi, Amar Shmuel, Seifa Bikoseves Baila Shloshmeos, etc. Ubalas Masayim Lo Kasva Klum. Okay? So the case here is where the woman 200 actually, it's not both, right? Woman 200 didn't say anything. Right? Only woman 300 made this case, right? And she says I'm not involved. So therefore what? Hilkach Manarishon Cholkos Balas Masayim Ubalas Mana. Right? The first 100 is split 50-50 between woman 100 and woman 200. Right? Umanasheni Cholkos Balas Masayim Ubalas Shlosh. Because now woman 100 is out. Right? So now this, so it's 50-50, presumably, and zero right now. Right? And then the second 100, right? Cholkos Balas Masayim Ubalas Shlosh. They split that. Right? So that makes them 150, right? Right? Kula labalash shloshmeos. Right? So it's 50, 150, and then 150. So it makes it 50, 100, and 150, right, which is exactly what the Mishnah said.
And is that different because the Sefer was that she, the woman over three says to both women, I have no claim against?
Correct.
Okay.
So woman, to what happened was, woman 300, only woman 300, says, I didn't write me, you know, that she says that.
On fine, the first mana only. In the second mana, she's going to still split it with the second.
She says right. It on the first mana. On the first mana.
The first 100, I'll take.
Correct. So, and by the way, that allows the Mishnah to still be consistent in terms of the case, because in the first case, woman 200 said it to woman 100, and in the second case, woman 300 says it to woman 200 and 100, which is still like, it's still consistent. You can still say it. Fine. Okay. Good. So continues the Gemara. So that's the Pshat according to Shmuel. That's how you get 50, 100, 100, and 150. If Yaakov minak behod mishmei Ravina amar, so he says it's a little bit different. Reisha b'shtei tvisos v'seifa b'shtei tvisos. So he says, well, it depends what the case. He says it's a little bit different, right? So look at Rashi again. Ravina, I think it's still, he's quoting Ravina. Yeah. So he says the following. Rashi says, "Lo tukma b'koseves ella b'shtei tvisos shetavsu metaltalin l'ksubasan v'lo nimsu lehen masayim b'pam achas ella b'shtei pa'amim." Right. So, meaning, what's going to happen now is don't do this whole thing. Don't do this. Each woman 200 or woman 300 relinquish their rights. That's not what's happening here. But rather, what's happening is that each time they collect sounds like 100 at a time. Right? There's not 200 available at once, but rather there's 100 and then 100 and then 100. In each case they're collecting multiple times. So how does that happen?
The first one is 75, right?
What?
Yeah, the first one, right, is 75, I think.
We didn't get there anywhere yet.
So look, yes, he's gonna explain it. Right? So Risha Bishtei Tfisos, what does that mean? Right? The naflu shivin v'chamisha b'chad zimna, u'mea v'esrim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. Right, so resha, but here, just to be clear, resha here means case where there's 200. Right? The Masai mana case. Right?
Yeah.
So, in that case, what happened? So there was, they first, whatever it means exactly, the state only had 75 initially. Right? And so they collect that 75 at once. And then they go ahead and they also collect afterwards 125. Again, I don't know if it means that the husband's estate didn't have the money at all, or they just collected it that time.
Liquidated assets.
Right, right.
What does it say?
The article is explaining is actually somebody, one of the wives went in and actually seized like the collateral. In other words,
because it was metatolin, right? They go and seize it. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but right, they only
supposed to actually seize some of the like personal property.
Got it. Okay, fine. So good. So first case there's 75, right? So and the assumption is that they're just gonna split it, right? Rashi says the naflu lahen ayin hey bechadzim na ubo ladun alehem amrinan la cholkos b'shave shared shibud shloshet amane. Right. So the first 75 they split 25, 25, 25, right? And then umeya ve'eschim ve'chamisha ve'chadzim, 125 at the same time. Balas mana kfar gabsa kafhei, right? So the 100 woman has already collected her first 25. Ubasa lariv al ayinhei, and she comes to fight about the 75. Hilgach ayinhei mishubadim lekulana ve'cholken osan, right? The 75 is really yishayach to everybody, and they split it. Hare biyad kol achas. Chamishim. Right, so then you have, everyone has 50, what, after the 125 comes through? Meaning the 75 comes through, 25, 25, 25.
Right.
And now the next one, next.
But then you start.
Of the 125.
Right.
You split starting from 75.
We all have a claim.
Because that first, because she's only collected 25 so far.
Right.
Which is like the original way we would have thought you would have done this. Everybody fills their bucket, sort of. But it's not really. So then the next, it's not, whatever. So now they take, it's not exactly fill your bucket. But because she only collected 25, now when the next 75 comes, she has a shibud. So now they split that next 75 equally. So they all have 50, but there's still 50 left over. Right? Ramosar, ein labalas mana chelik bo, but the leftover, she doesn't get any of the first 100. Hayni tika amar shamasayim vishal shloshmios shlosha shalzov. Right, so 50, woman 100 is done at 50, right? But there's still another 50 left to split between women 200 and 300. That's you get 50, 75, 75. Yes, good, okay, good. My kids just asked me during their math finals, why do they need to know math? So this is why. Okay, good, good. So, and that's how we got, and that was the ratio, right? And with, in the Seifa, says the Gemara, b'shtei tvisos, the nafla shivim v'chamisha b'chad zimna, u'masayim v'esrim v'chamisha b'chad zimna, right? The same exact case happens now with 75 and then 225, and you fill the buckets the same way, right? Look at Rashi. Ayin he minayu, the first wide, like most wide line of Rashi. Ayin he minayu yad kulan shavim ba, bo, right? At 75, everyone has a shaykh, has connection to. U'balas masayim, shelo gabsa b'tvisa rishona, ela esin v'chamisha, so 25, 25, 25. And the 200 women who only got 25 the first time, ba'la riv al shniya, al kuf ayin he, the 175 that's left, she can still argue about. Upagi ayin he ben shloshtan, v'nim subiya kol achas chamishim. So they split that all up, and each one gets... Yeah, gets up 50. Chamishim umeya bein balas masayim ubalas shloshmeos vechatzi meya shenisha akula lebalas shloshmeos nimdi shaman and notelas chamishim. The 100 woman gets 50. Veshamasayim mana and the 200 woman gets 100. Veshashloshmeos 150. Shehein shisha dinarizov. Right, so they split it up in the same, based in the same manner. Okay, so it says Gemara Tanya zu mishnah Rabbi Nasan. Rebbe, fine, that's Rebbe Nasan. That's the mission of Rebbe Nasan. Rebbe Omer, Ein ani roa devar v'sha Rebbe Nasan, ve'elu alachokos b'shaveh. And Rebbe Nasan says, what are you talking about? Just split it up equally. Right? And therefore, you should be fine. Fine. So that's how at the end of the day, Rebbe Nasan disagrees and says that you actually split it up totally equally. Look at Rashi. Third, three lines from the bottom. She'ein ze doma l'shlosha she'itil l'kis. Right? This is not like... Right, the three women, which is the last case of the Mishnah, right, where three people have all invested money in whatever they're going to sell, right? It's not like that. The hasam shvach mos shishbichu mausin shakli, right? Because there they each collect the profits, right? That come from that, they split that up, right? Hilgal ko echad yitol lefi maosav. So if you're splitting profits, you should split based on what you invested. But here it's because of a shibud, right? It's a lien that you have in the property. It's all the same, right? Right? So this is a totally different way of looking at it. What do you mean? We all have a shibud. If you all have a shibud, don't tell me after I get paid out for the shibud in the first 100, now I'm out. Why? I have a shibud on 100 zuz. Right, and you have a shibud on 200, but my shibud on 100 is still a shibud on all 300 that's there, right? Actually, digba kol ksubasa lefika cholchem mishava. So Rabbi Nasan that Rabbi Nasan basically saying is word, basically just literally fill the bucket.
Like that word v'chein, he's arguing it's not
it's not really v'chein, exactly. And his argument is you don't. The way we've been like now, you know, breaking our heads to figure out how you're really filling the buckets when you're not really. You're just, everyone's taking their turns in terms of collecting their shibud each time on whatever it is that's been collected. But he says, no, if you're 100, she's 200, she's 300, so you collect your full 100 first, and then you get that equally. And if 300 zuz, that's available, 100, 100, 100. And sorry, the other two didn't get to fill up on what they officially should get. Fine. Okay, fine. All right, we'll stop here, and then we'll, you know, Mishnah tomorrow, we'll finish up. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody, for figuring this out.